Okay, calling back to order the joint meeting of the Kirkland Planning Commission and Houghton Community Council. We are now going to move to a study session on Kirkland Zoning Code Chapter 95. We have a staff presentation from Deb and or Jeremy.
Jeremy McMahon with the Planning and Building Department. I'll be really quick on this because we're not asking for a lot tonight. We just felt like it's been a while since the planning staff has reported back to the full community council or the full planning commission about the status of the Chapter 95 updates. I've talked to some of you on the sides. Some of you have been involved on a more hands-on basis, but I wanted to make sure everybody knew where we're at and make sure that's okay with you in your respective groups. So between 18 and 19, we've been working on a number of things identified here with trying to provide additional clarity to the code, eliminating the retention values we're using, trying to define what trees we really want to focus on retention of, looking at increased tree credits, capping credits, not giving credits for arborvitae and other shrub-like trees. We reached consensus, I think, with everybody that credits as the metric rather than canopy, which was a debate for a long time, is what we'll work with. And the direction we also got from Planning Commission, Houghton, and the City Council was to continue working with the stakeholder group, stakeholder being a self-formed group between the Master Builders and the Finn Hill Neighborhood Alliance. So they've went offline in the fall and worked together on some consensus recommendations to the city. So that's what we've been doing since we last reported to the full community council and the full planning commission. So I wanted to tell you kind of where we're at and where we're going with that. Big picture, I think staff and the stakeholder groups is on board with a two-tier approach to protection of trees. We've agreed to, as a group, kind of the assurances about development rights that wouldn't be taken by tree protection, and it's really not that different from what's been the practice in tree retention over the years, but it's codifying that and assurance and providing assurances we won't go beyond that. The two-tier approach that we've spent a lot of time with the stakeholder group on is landmark trees and groves. And so these are what the group believes are the most important trees to provide protection to, and therefore there's consensus among the stakeholders that that's where your highest standards for retention would apply. That's where the city would provide the most code flexibility in terms of setbacks or what have you to give the developer opportunities to save those trees. And everybody's on board with that in concept, with those provisions in concept. We need to flesh those out into actual code language. I think we'll either have a recommendation when we come back to you on exactly what that landmark tree is, whether it's 24 or 30 inches. We've kind of been using 30 inches as our template so far. But I think we've made a really significant progress on that first tier. And then more recently, we've moved on to the second tier of trees, so all the other trees on site, and how do you designate what trees should be saved and what kinds of standards apply to require retention of those trees. And so we have begun to move forward on using the credit method as the stakeholder groups recommended to cap the requirements for retention of trees. Understanding that if you're affording really high protection standards to, make up different names all the time, but the super trees, if you're providing really high retention standards for that, the assumption is going to be when you get to the other trees on site and applying credits to it, that those standards are going to be lower. It's going to be less onerous on a developer as long as the credits are met. And then if you can't retain the required number of credits, and we've been doing some tabletop drills just, you know, in practice, on tight development sites, it can be really hard to save landmark, I mean, just to set expectations. It can be really hard to save landmark trees still, and it can be really hard to retain the full number of tree credits given densities and small lots, et cetera. So coming up with a standard, if you fall below the credits for replanting, so that you have a successional urban forest. And so right now, we just started last week. We have two more meetings scheduled before we come back to you all to work out more details on the credit system, and we feel pretty good that we'll get there. So we did have a May 9th study session with the Planning Commission that we're proposing to push off again, but we really do want to focus as staff and the stakeholder group on getting back to the Planning Commission in Houghton in late May, May 23rd for Planning Commission, May 30th for Houghton Community Council, and walk you through our matrix approach, kind of the concept of how we want to move forward and draft code for those two tiers of trees. And then if we get the green light from you both in May, then we'll move forward in July and August with bringing you back specific code language to consider. Really, I think what we're asking for tonight is permission to continue working together on this stuff. I think we're all fine if you crack the whip on us a bit and ask us to keep moving and get it done, because it's really fascinating to do this, and we can chase down a lot of rabbit holes, but we're trying to be disciplined about it. I think we're making pretty good progress on it. The goal would be that we'll develop some broad consensus recommendations that are coming from staff, Finn Hill Neighborhood Alliance, Master Builders. Those are going to be subject to public comment. There's still going to be disagreement from all parties, I expect, on different parts of that. But if we can deliver you an 80% product, and then we're really asking you to hone in and give us direction on 20%, some of the tougher questions that we couldn't resolve as a group, then I think that should make your jobs easier when it gets to public hearing.
Makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, I think speaking on behalf of at least the PC, I think the higher debate is, the most important thing is to, let's stick to a schedule, and where there's open questions, let's just confront them on the 23rd and just wrestle them to the ground, make some decisions. Or if we have some open questions, they may be open things that we take to public hearing, similar to the way we've done it before. But I'd like us to at least not push this into 2020.
I concur.
Concur.
Especially since we've been working on this since 2018.
Right.
As a part of the, all good work. I mean, totally, as I've said to Scott a million times, that this has moved us miles and miles in the tree code for the city. But, let's not go much into 2020.
We've still got the HPO to go
deal
with after this. So
I
don't think we want to do that. And there's also, I think we're at a point where we know there's a bunch of improvements we can make to the code. Like, we've already agreed on a lot of improvements, so anything we come up with is probably going to be a step in the right direction from a overall making things better perspective. Mr. Kepler.
Chairman of the Commission, I have a question for the Chair of the Council, or a point to. So we don't meet again for regular business until June 7th.
No, that's not true.
For regular business?
No, we have our Northwest University hearing on the 14th, and
right.
Then we moved our May 27th meeting to May 30th. If you remember at the last meeting, we decided.
Oh.
That's a continuation for the meeting on the 14th?
No, that's June 11th.
Oh, okay.
May 30th is our general meeting.
Okay, so it's not on the calendar. You're right. I do remember that. It's not on the calendar we had in our packet.
It's not in the packet calendar,
okay.
But that is.
I was going to raise the point that we may, our regular next meeting of that's a general meeting might not be till June.
No, it is
24th,
it
and
is
should
May
we
30th.
Take that into consideration at all?
No,
I
it's
think
May 30th.
That,
okay, all right.
The calendar's been updated since the version.
My point.
So it is on my calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments?
You're right. You're right, we did. Okay, my point's moot. Thank you.
Mr. Kepler, was your hand up?
No.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
Yeah, Sandeep, one thing.
Whitney.
The agenda did provide for comments from the audience, and we do have some of the people who have been part of the process, and I'd like to at least, if they choose to, give us a comment on their process. They've devoted so much time to this and contributed so much. I think we owe it to them to at least give them the opportunity to speak to us if they have anything they'd care to say.
Of course, I'm totally open to that. Let us go back to public comment. Are there any members of the audience who wish to speak who have not had a chance to speak tonight?
Hi, Gina Clark with Master Builders, 335 116th Avenue Northeast in Bellevue. I wasn't planning to speak tonight, but I just did want to say that the process has been going well. It is a slow and tedious process, given the complex and technical nature of the issue. I do want to thank you all for being patient with us. I know this is not what you anticipated looking before you, and I know you have a very challenging and difficult work plan ahead of you in 2019. Staff has been exceedingly patient with our work group, so I want to thank staff as well. I know that what we gave them probably on January 15th wasn't exactly what they expected. So they either thought we were mad geniuses or just mad, and I can guess what they probably thought. So they've been very patient, and it's been a pleasure working with all of you. So basically just wanted to thank you and thank you for your patience. And if you have any questions or want to join one of our last two meetings, please feel free. I'm saying that as I have not extended that same offer to my colleagues to offer this, but a couple of you have, and I do want to thank you for doing that as well. Having you looped into that process was also very important, just to keep that continuity going. I want to thank the chair of the council, and then also we've had participation from the Planning Commission as well to sit in and listen. I just really think this is a really great example of how, when we sit down and really get our hands dirty and get the public involved, public input, staff, and direction from you all and involvement from you all, how we can really tear something apart. It's messy, it's not pretty, but at the end of the day, we're gonna have something that really works a lot better. So thank you so much. Any questions?
Yeah. Thank you for all your hard work. I know how many times you guys have met. I think I've been to one meeting, but mm-hmm. Have you and the Finn Hill Neighborhood Association and people talked specifically about fines and fine structures and enforcement of, or is that not something you're discussing?
It hasn't been our docket for discussion. The fine structure, you recall from, I think when we were working on the Holmes Point overlay before,
yeah.
Fine structure is in the Kirkland Municipal Code, which has final authority on it. But I believe in the past the commission wanted to look at that. But I think the fine structure has kind of been tied to the round two with Holmes Point overlay, that we'd bring those back subsequent to these recommendations. The one caveat I'd add to that is there was a recommendation from the stakeholders in their January draft to have, they call it penalties, but it's probably not really penalties. So if you're removing a landmark tree, that goes into the fee in lieu fund for trees. So the city would use that to plant new trees. So that's kind of the only monetary part of it that they've discussed.
Okay, thank you.
Gina, do you have dates set for your final two meetings?
Yes, next Wednesday the 1st and then the 8th the following Wednesday, 2 to 4 at the city.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other members of the audience who wish to speak tonight who have not yet had a chance to speak?
Mr. Morris? No? Uh-huh.
Please.
Good evening. My name is Jean Large. I live in Kirkland at 225 4th Avenue, just across the street. Thank you for your discussions this evening. Couple of thoughts about how we make laws and regulations and plan. And first of all, planning is, to me, a long-term activity, not a short-term activity. You plan. You know, you think and you make a decision for something, or you make a plan for something. And so when you are making decisions about what the plan will be, whether it's for trees or waterfront development or whatever, think about the long-term effect of the decision. And I know that's not new to you. And remember, the lake is public property. Even though you own a piece of property on the lake is public property. and should be treated with all of us in mind. I think that's it.
Thank you very much. Any other members of the audience who wish to speak tonight who have not yet had a chance to speak? Okay, seeing none. Jeremy, did you have any more material in your presentation that you wanted to cover tonight?
Nope, that's everything.
Okay. So with that, let us move on to administrative reports.
I have nothing.
Okay. And then with that, unless there are any other open comments from council members or commissioners, All right, we're out of agenda items. I declare the meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.